Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast. Author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions we all have about hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead, it should inspire us to use our time on earth wisely.
Thank you for listening to my wife and I. We are discussing Satan's influence in America. Today, let's take a look at how America is losing faith in God and is growing in its fascination with the devil. In fact, many are actually worshiping Satan. Now, sadly, many people have abandoned God and have embraced the demonic. It is getting darker and darker, but there is also good news. Many are recognizing the evil that has been so prevalent and are turning towards the light of the gospel, to Jesus Christ.
That's so true, Bill. You know, it really feels like an Isaiah 60 verse 2 and 3 moment that we're living in.
That's right.
Which says, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you and his glory will be seen upon you." And I feel like that's really what's happening right now, where the Christians who are committed to God, there's always a remnant, and they are just going full steam ahead to win souls and do God's work in this earth.
That's right.
And this year we have seen a revival among young people in schools, in churches, and in entertainment. And there have been several Christian movies, The Jesus Revolution, His Only Son, Left Behind, and Nefarious. Now, we haven't seen this movie, Nefarious, but it is a movie about a psychiatrist who must determine whether a man on death row who claims to be possessed by the devil is mentally fit enough to be executed. And the movie serves as a warning as to what can happen when one invites Satan into their life.
That's right. Destruction. That's what happens. You know, Satan has been gaining in popularity. On Netflix alone, there are dozens of titles dealing with hellish demons, including Warrior Nun, Devil in Ohio, The Bastard Son, The Devil Himself, and Lucifer. And comedy is also fair game. Ted Danson plays a torturous demon who is prone to mistakes in the Netflix series, The Good Place. There are now organizations that sponsor, quote, after-school Satan clubs. And in the recent Grammy Awards, we saw performed the hell-themed song, Unholy, with the one dressed as the devil and the other chained in a cage.
That is sad, but it's true. These things are going on. And there's even a children's book of demons on Amazon. And in addition, Amazon markets a, quote, Holy Spirit board, Christian religious talking board for seance. And they state, quote, "The Holy Spirit board can answer all of life's most important questions straight from the man himself. Unlike other spirit boards, this one will never contact evil ghosts or demons, so you can ask your questions with an assured sense of safety." Quote, what a deception and what a lie. I mean, whoever created this was trying to push the buttons of young Christians,
right?
And get through to them by deceiving them. You know, there is no such thing as a board game that you can connect with God on or use, but it will contact you with the demonic realm. And this is really evil masquerading as truth. There is also, Bill, that big budget movie, The Pope's Exorcist.
That's
another one that came out.
That's right. You know, in addition to the many satanic books and video games featuring the devil, there is the Satanic Temple, which boasts of being the only satanic religious organization recognized as a church by the IRS. There is an annual convention dubbed SatanCon that was sold out at least 6 weeks in advance. The group awards, quote, devil advocate scholarships and in the amount of $666. Interesting number. You know, and one of its, quote, nine satanic statements reads, Satan represents all of the so-called sins as they all lead to physical, mental, or emotional gratification. Well, this is another lie, as Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death. Sin doesn't gratify you, it kills you.
That's a good point. You know, Bill, there was a Gallup poll that noted for the first time in U.S. history, one-third of all Americans have quit attending church. And this probably was a result after COVID. There is also a rejection of social customs and norms in favor of embracing a me-first pleasure, it says. And then another recent poll showed that 23% of adults under 30 years old say patriotism is very important, compared with 59% of adults over the age of 64. Additionally, about 31% of adults under age 30 say religion is very important, compared with 55% of adults over 64. So in other words, the older generation is by far more religious and more patriotic. You know, we have all but lost several generations to the demonic.
That's right. You know, but on the other side, just to point out, there are a lot of young people that their eyes are being opened and they're coming to the Jesus Christ. And once they get saved, boy, they get on fire for God and they really want to accomplish something for the Lord. So we see this young generation that's either so deceived or brought to the truth and really doing a great work for God. So like you said, there's dark and light happening at the same time.
Absolutely.
You know, there was a Barna poll, April 21st of 20, that said, quote, more Americans now believe in Satan than God. 56% say Satan is a real spiritual being, and 49% say they don't know if God exists. We can no longer assume that people have a solid grasp of even the most basic biblical principles, such as those concerning the existence and nature of God. The largest declines in possession of an orthodox biblical perspective on the nature of God since 1991 were among individuals who attend Pentecostal or charismatic Protestant churches. It's down by 27%, close quote.
And also, Bill, you know, have you taken the time to walk through any major bookstore lately?
That's right.
There are entire aisles full of demonic books and magazines, and they are geared to the younger generation, and they promote every kind of evil. Many young people think it's fun to play with satanic games and read books about witchcraft. They are intrigued by the supernatural, not realizing the evil they are playing with, which will help lead them to hell.
So true. You know, whether they think they are simply joking around and claim to not really believe in it, they unknowingly give demons access into their lives. Demons have a legal right to enter a person's personality to some degree once they give them permission, even if done ignorantly. Playing with Ouija boards, palm reading, seances, and witchcraft brings satanic oppression and even possession. Satan's way is to kill, steal, and destroy, as Jesus said in John 10:10. You know, this is not a game for Satan, as he plays for keeps.
And possession is total control of someone's personality, right, Bill?
Right.
And, of course, Christians cannot be possessed by the devil, but they can definitely be oppressed and have and demonized and invite devils into their life,
right?
To harass them and influence them.
Exactly.
And the Bible repeatedly warns believers not to give the devil access into our lives. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." Ephesians 4:27 tells us, "Do not give place to the devil."
Right, so we can give the devil place by, you know, even the movies we watch, the people we associate with, the books we read. All opens up the door to demonic if we're doing those demonic type of activities.
Yeah, that's true. You're exactly right. And Bill, you had a firsthand experience and saw demons when God gave you the vision 23 minutes in hell. Can you describe them?
Yes. They were hideous, grotesque, deformed, and twisted beings. And they had absolutely no mercy on myself, and they don't on any human being. They resembled a reptile in appearance, and some were 12 or 13 feet tall, and they had tremendous strength. They take pleasure in inflicting pain and torture. They hate God, and they hate you. Also, they had a stench that is the most foul, putrid, disgusting, and rotting odor. You know, Jesus rebuked the foul spirits in Mark 9:25. And these things I just described, this is already in the Bible, what I've said about demons and everything I saw in hell. So, you know, demons are not something to play around with. They are truly wicked, evil beings. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you don't want to mess around with them at all. Now, as Christians, we have authority over the devil, so they are no match for Jesus Christ. We have that authority to cast them out, rebuke them, and so forth. But as a person unsaved, they start playing around with the demonic. They don't realize what they're doing.
Yes, and you can take that authority, but if you've participated in something, first you need to repent.
Right.
And renounce that thing and that activity, throw away that artifact, book, movie, whatever it was that gave an opening. That's the first step for a Christian to be free.
That's right. You don't bring the demonic thing into your house, as Deuteronomy 7, I think 26 says, or you'll be cursed like it.
Exactly.
So these Ouija boards and these things people play with, they don't realize they're demonic.
They're not innocent. Yeah. Just an innocent game that you're just joking around and playing with.
Right.
You know, Bill, that reminds me of, too, many years ago when we had a gentleman that we had the privilege of bringing to Jesus. He was truly born again. You discipled him for like 7 years. But at one point, he backslid, and he also had started watching pornography, I believe is what it was. And he said he felt something like attach itself to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then we prayed for him. I remember when we were praying for him, we saw actually his back like contort like a snake. Do you
right.
remember that?
I do. It was really creepy looking.
It was really creepy. But this devil, this demon of pornography, I believe that was the way it came in. It was, you know, in his flesh. Some, you know, he opened uh-huh. the door, and then, you know, the Lord took care of that and cast that out, and he got water baptized and so forth too. But it was like, you know, those things are real, and Christians think that they're immune to it, or oh no, a devil won't harass me. Well, yeah, he will if you open the door.
Exactly.
That's just not true. And you know, we also see the effect of demons on people in the ministry of Jesus. And of course, Jesus dealt with many people and where he had to cast out devils. But let's take a look at what the demons did to the people in some of these scriptures.
Right. Mark 9, 18 through 22 says, "And whenever it seized him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes with his teeth, and becomes rigid. The spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. And often he was thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him." Now, this was the epileptic man that the apostles attempted to cast a devil out of. And you can see what the devil did to this man.
Yeah, or was it parents brought their son? I can't remember if it was a man or a son.
Right, to the apostles.
To the apostles.
And then they couldn't cast him out. And Jesus said this kind comes out only by prayer and fasting.
That's right.
So, but you can see the point was, look what he did to the boy.
Yeah, foaming at the mouth, becoming rigid, convulsed him, you know,
right.
falling, you know, rolling on the ground and so forth.
Throwing him into the fire and into the water to drown him.
Exactly.
You know, that's the Satan trying to kill, steal, and destroy.
Yeah, trying to kill him.
One more example, Mark 5:4, it says, "No one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been plucked apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him, and he would cut himself with stones." This was the man in the tombs, and it said he had a legion of demons. Now, scholars say a legion is either 2,000 or 6,000 demons. The point is, he had a lot of demons, but you can see what those demons would want to cut his body and destroy his body. But Jesus just cast him out. You know, and
oh,
the man
I know.
Was set
I love
free.
That, which I know. I love what Jesus does. It's amazing. You know, and also, Bill, this is not all the time, but sometimes when people need physical healing, it's the result of a demon.
Right.
And in Luke 13:17, we see that it says, "So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound." So she was bowed over and she couldn't stand up straight. And Jesus said, "Whom Satan has bound."
Right.
"Shouldn't she be loosed and set free?"
Exactly.
Which he did.
Right.
And then also in John 5:14, the impotent man at the pool of Bethesda, Jesus said, "Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." And the man couldn't walk, apparently because of some kind of sin he had been involved in.
Right. So sin many times can bring forth a physical malady, you know.
Yeah,
not all the time.
Not all the time. And many times that's the sin of unforgiveness. If somebody holds on to it for a long, long, long period of time,
right,
eventually it'll start affecting them physically.
Right. So we need to repent of any sin. You know, it's clear we are in a spiritual war for the souls of mankind. But Jesus said we are salt and light in this world. In John 16:33, he said, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." He just instructed us not to fear because he has overcome the world. You know, we as Christians have been chosen by God to be alive at this time. He has given us his instruction manual for life, the Bible. And the all-powerful Holy Spirit lives inside us. His love is within our hearts for a lost and dying world.
Oh, that's so true. So each day, let's continue to spend time in prayer, in his word, and in relationship with our God. Ask him for wisdom. Thank him for the grace, the ability, and the opportunity to share Jesus with someone each day.
That's right. You know, maybe you offer to pray for someone, you know, or encourage someone, or simply plant seeds of God's truth during a conversation. You know, we can all share the truth of salvation with others. You know, we need to let people know the way to heaven is by repenting of our sin and acknowledging Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and inviting him into our heart. That's what we need to share with a lost and dying world, and we all can do that. So pray for them and expect God to bring in this last day's harvest of souls.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to leave us a rating or comment. We value your feedback. Stay in touch and learn more about this ministry by visiting us at soulchoiceministries.org.